Indonesia's $8.1 billion acquisition of 42 Rafale fighter jets from France has come under renewed scrutiny after Pakistan shot down three of the same aircraft used by India last week. On May 7, the Pakistan Army reported the downing of five Indian aircraft, including three Rafales, during an aerial engagement involving its Chinese-made J-10C fighters. The J-10CS, equipped with PL-15 long-range missiles, outmatched India's frontline French-built jets. India has not officially confirmed the loss, however, Indian Air Force Air Marshal A.K. Bharti told the press, "Losses are a part of combat," without elaborating. CNN later cited an unnamed senior French intelligence official as confirming the loss of one Indian Rafale, describing it as potentially the first combat loss of the high-end aircraft. The incident has caused concern in Jakarta, where the Rafale deal is part of a broader defense upgrade. Despite the backlash, senior Indonesian officials remain committed. Dave Laksono, a member of the House Commission I overseeing defense, said, "Unverified claims in conflict zones cannot be used as the sole basis for assessing the effectiveness or failure of a particular weapon system." He added, "Even the most advanced jets such as the F-16, F-A-18, and F-22 have experienced incidents of being shot down or crashed due to certain tactical conditions. Therefore, the performance of the Rafale cannot be measured by just one incident that has not even been fully confirmed." Still, Laksono acknowledged that the episode offered legitimate and constructive grounds for evaluation. Experts echoed that sentiment. Adi Prayamariski, a research fellow at Singapore's S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies, said, "Rafale is one of the best jet fighters in the world right now. It's not only about buying sophisticated platforms, but you also need the mastery or the know-how to operate those platforms." Earlier this year, Air Chief Marshal Mohammad Tony Harjono confirmed that Indonesia's first six Rafales would be delivered between February and March 2026. Training for Indonesian pilots in France is scheduled for July, and infrastructure including simulators and smart hangars is already being developed at Rosmin Nurjadin Air Force Base in Riau. According to Laksono, the Rafales are crucial to safeguarding Indonesia's vast territory and will enhance interoperability with existing radar, missile, and air defense systems. He added that the deal includes technology transfers and logistical support through government-to-government contracts, which he claimed are relatively more stable than purchases from other sources. Beyond defense capability, the Rafale deal has reinforced ties between Jakarta and Paris. French President Emmanuel Macron is expected to visit Indonesia from May 27 to 29 to deepen cooperation in defense, economics, science and culture. The trip follows French Defense Minister Sébastien Lecornu's January visit that led to several agreements.